see who else signed up.
I think we're on.
Yeah, let's go. This is the Committee on Housing and Planning for Tuesday, May 11th. The time is 9:38. We're in session to discuss the remaining piece of the Housing Opportunity Commission legislation, which is the committee report. And for those of you who have long memories, last week we decided that we were going to make some changes to the committee report to reflect many of the concerns that had been expressed about the changes in the duties of the commission as previously described by making some additions to the committee report. What you have before you is a document entitled Draft Committee Report Revised May 11th, 2010. Revised by me, which means that it's my thoughts, not anybody else's, and therefore subject to change without ego involvement on my part. So I hope you all had a chance to at least scan it. The notation in this is a little bit different than the board of than the county attorney's office. Where I've added new material, it is underlined. Where I have struck old material, it is struck through. Strikeout. And where I've sometimes I've dropped the first word and therefore capitalized something, that'll be in brackets as a capital S or a capital T. I've done a couple of paragraphing changes, but generally speaking, where material has been added has been in the first three pages. And it's that to which I direct your attention. I have, as I say, no ego involved in any of this. It's really to address the concerns that everybody has expressed for making the committee document a stronger document when it comes to the areas of concern and activity. So, Mr. Hart.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for this excellent job. And I just want to highlight for the record the discussion that we had last time about including specifically the needs assessment, or the Rutgers study as it's sometimes known as, which is very prominently in here on page 2, paragraph 1.
We're recording, so if you could state your name as always.
Richard Hyman.
Right. That's a relief. I mean, if you were somebody else, I'd be...
Two things.
One,
are we to assume that the list of duties that was distributed at the last meeting is now the fixed list of duties that this committee is going to recommend to the full board?
That is correct. Unless we're going to make some changes, but we had pretty much settled that last meeting, so we're working on the committee report.
Well, I know at the time it was talked about possibly mentioning the allocation plan in the committee report. Was also I
that was as a strategic move that was not done. This was the way we're building a compromise and a consensus here.
Okay, because I think the on page 2 both references to the 2004 Affordable Housing Needs Assessment should be the references to the allocation plan, because while the needs assessment was completed, the plan is the allocation plan that was prepared by the commission with the planning department subsequent to the issuance of the needs assessment,
The year date on that is what?
I think it was also 2004.
All right. So if we were to amend in paragraph 1, 2004 Affordable Housing Needs Assessment by the Center for Urban Policy at Rutgers University and
the subsequent allocation plan.
Right. Okay. Marty, is that satisfactory?
Okay. Both in the first paragraph and in the last paragraph.
Right. And the subsequent. Now that's a capital A allocation.
Yes.
Plan, capital P. So that's it.
No, I think to that extent, Mr. Chairman, I think it is, because I think the planning department continues in its discussions with municipalities, does put that number, those numbers on the table. So I think it's, I think it's appropriate to keep that in the mix.
Okay. Then in the paragraph that begins in light of the 1, 2, 3, or fifth line down, needs assessment. would have inserted after assessment and the subsequent allocation plan. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's one other on
instead
the next page.
Successor plans?
Yeah.
In the first.
No. Still leave the we're some successor plan.
Yes.
Because we have to, we got to deal with the fact that we're going to have a redo in 2015.
Gotcha.
I think that's rather vital. We're not writing in amber here. We're writing in live flesh.
And so, on the next page in the first full paragraph that starts given.
Yes.
Yep.
It says we'll advocate for a perpetual term of affordability, and subsequently. You indicate that it originally it was 99 years and the county usually does 50, and so we fudged the language a little bit to say maximize the term of affordability as opposed to perpetual term of affordability.
Maximizing
the term of affordability.
Maximizing the term of affordability for perpetual.
Perpetual is a goal.
Instead of perpetual,
you would insert maximizing the.
Your recommendation.
Right?
We don't want to, something that happens not to be acceptable.
Instead of perpetual.
Okay.
Just
I'm just using the word term, leaving the word terms in.
Yeah.
Maximizing the terms of affordability.
Okay.
Instead of perpetual.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay.
I guess my other comment was related to the first thing that I stated was I think we had felt a little bit would have felt a little bit better had the allocation plan been mentioned in the actual duties of I gather that was a determination was made to put it in the committee report.
Right, and the reason for that, frankly, is to build a consensus so that we can pass this thing with a unanimous vote if that's at all possible. And that's why we chose to do the strategy, yes.
I think for number two, last week we had a discussion about omitting the 2000 census and just leaving it as census because...
On which page?
I'm sorry, maybe 1, 2, 3, 5.
Sorry, these aren't numbered.
Four, number two.
Right, paragraph two.
Right.
Page four, number
established
two.
Established by the census.
Mm-hmm. So we strike 2000.
Correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. Oh, I love it when you're proofread. I get a tingle in my spine.
On the same page, I would recommend on number three, when we talk about the number of meetings, I would state to a minimum of 6.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't want to limit it to
what if there's an emergency?
Minimum of 6 times a year.
And actually, if we can jump back, second page where you talked, the paragraph in light of, where you added, and the subsequent allocation plan,
mm-hmm.
last sentence encourages the commission to continue and expand its role by advising. I suggest that we also add advising and supporting.
Satisfactory. Okay, and supporting.
In that same, can I get the wording of that whole sentence?
I'm taking notes here. Good morning, I'm free.
Good morning.
Barbara, in the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line begins needs assessment, insert, and the subsequent allocation plan. In the next line, after advising, insert, and supporting.
And,
stipulation does.
I thought that we were keeping or some successor plan after that. The needs assessment and the...
Yeah, we are. I didn't say period after the allocation plan. Just said insert. Yeah, oh, absolutely. No, that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's absolutely fundamental. I'm looking for more controversy here, guys. Come on. Give me something.
My turn.
Your turn.
Marty.
Marty, that is...
That's his kid.
With the softball.
You had to ask.
Not you. I can. All right, I note the arrival of Legislator Myers, which gives us a voting quorum, and actually the in and outing of Legislator Alfreda Williams, which did before. But I don't think she signed the sign-in sheet. So, Judy, we're working on oh, there we are. Good morning, Alfreda. You're now here officially. The draft committee report. We've made a number of changes, and... I kind of get the sense that we're going to get finished on this thing before 10:30, so Ryan's committee's going to start.
Are they definitely starting?
It's down in the book for 10:30, so I'm assuming.
Yeah, we're doing very well.
All right. Alfreda, you got to give it a quick read, but here, take my notes. No, take my notes and just see if you have any problems with with what we've done so far. I'm sure Marty will share with you what he did say. No, that's what you asked to speak, Marty.
Yes.
Go ahead.
All right, let me give you a couple of comments, and I have a comment on, I guess, the minutes of the commission's meeting, April 19th. Let me just not too controversial, I don't think. On the committee report, page 2, I wasn't an English major, but just to comment on the, sort of the grammar, where the paragraph starting with the committee recognizes and approves that the commission has extraordinary charge to, page 2 of the committee report.
Third paragraph.
Third, second full paragraph. Just moving around, it says for the acceptance, well, the sentence ends for fair and affordable housing. I think I would just move policy tools for the acceptance of fair and affordable housing by municipalities throughout the county of West, you know, case law, period. I mean, it's more of an English grammatical question.
Second full paragraph.
Just taking the last phrase. It's the acceptance of fair and affordable housing by municipalities, and then put a period after case law. I mean, it's just a grammatical suggestion.
Applicable case law for fair. Oh, I see. Because that's essentially redundancy.
Well, it's just following the acceptance of what? Acceptance of fair and affordable housing by the municipalities. I think it just reads better.
Grammatically
just
correct.
Grammatically
correct.
Yeah.
Right.
So
No. It's the responsibility of the applicable case law or the fair and affordable housing?
No, it's the acceptance of the fair and affordable housing by municipalities.
No, it's the... It's recognizing the responsibility for fair and affordable housing.
Well, what are they accepting?
They're accepting the responsibility.
Well, acceptance... Recognizing the two different things. One's acceptance and one's recognizing.
So the tools are for acceptance.
Yeah. Acceptance of what? So it's the tool for acceptance of a fair and affordable housing.
No, I see. It's
recognizing
the
responsibilities.
Yeah, it's recognizing the acceptance of the tools.
So after applicable case law, we would put a
period
to strike the balance of that paragraph.
Right, just move them up. I mean, it just is
fine.
Have our English majors look at that.
This is, by the way, a first. I've never seen Marty educated for grammar before.
my wife is the English major. On page 3, in that first full paragraph, that the committee expects the commission will advocate for perpetual terms.
Yes, we fixed that.
We've already fixed it. I missed that.
Did we do that?
No, we fixed it later on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, we fixed it there.
Oh, we did fix
I think
it.
That's where we did it, yeah.
Just now while we're... Okay.
Just now.
Okay, I'm sorry, because it's... okay. Because that doesn't belong, it's not perpetual.
Right.
I would like to add somewhere in that list one of the items that was originally incentives. I mean, one of the things I'd like the commission to do is work on incentives for municipalities to do better. And it was in the law, we sort of was taking it out. Is there a way in this paragraph, just come up with that language, because I think I like the commission will work on establishing, thinking of, creating, and I mean, there was languages in the prior law, but I'd like to go back to that incentives as a specific charge.
Unbulleted list here.
It's out of that list now, but it was in, I think it's in the existing law, frankly.
Right, what phrase do you want to use?
Well, what's the phrase in the existing law? That was a good thing that they're trying to do, come up with incentives. I'd like the commission to keep working on that.
And can you go back. I think you maybe want to say, given that the critical role of the commission is facilitating.
And just strike out, I think that comes within this. So anyway, so okay, but we get language on the sentence.
Or given the critical role.
And then the next paragraph, I think the word that comes out, given the critical role.
Strike the word
that. As you move things around, I think the word that comes out.
Mm-hmm. You are correct.
Just given the critical role.
Thank you. So where are we going to put the incentive?
Well, the incentive is that paragraph above. It's
right.
Like, you know, listing, and if we have the language from the existing law.
I'm looking for it right now.
So I was just, you know, that was good language, whatever it was.
Was it in the committee report?
I think it's in the existing law.
It is.
I think it's
here
the,
it is.
The duties.
Oh, it's
here.
Just got it.
Here it is.
It's just a phrase.
What
encourage additional incentives to municipalities.
That's it.
Where and these are numbered pages. At least the one I have is numbered. Do you know what pages were?
We don't have numbers.
On what now?
But where you're finding the encouragement?
Or just
five.
Just writing. He's,
no,
finding,
three.
He's finding it
it's
back
page
in his
three.
Law. I'm finding it in a markup. Are you looking at the very original law now?
Okay.
I was looking at a marked up version. Of
okay. Now, are you in the law or in the committee report?
No, the law. The
it's
law.
Just a phrase, but just
okay,
take,
no, no,
take
I,
the five
I
words.
I want to find it, though. Oh, we're going to steal the language.
Yeah,
steal,
steal
it right.
Five words. And,
Was it under duties?
We're asking them to encourage a balance, to recommend the reporting,
The current language is in...
Read it again, Richard. It's five
for
words.
Sure it's provide recommendations to the county executive, county planning board, and the county board that would encourage additional incentives to municipalities. There's so many ins and outs.
Yeah. Well, I would put it.
No, where's the language? Where have you found it?
No, Richard,
only Richard can find it. So
encourage additional incentives to municipalities.
It's in the actual, the original laws provide recommendations.
Well, can you go back and give me the paragraph number, any of the numberings? For example, we're on section 277.391.
Number two,
which is...
Under duties of the commission, number two.
Okay.
Starts work with municipalities.
Page 8.
Yep, page 8 of what we take. And then where, what line down?
The very beginning of number 2. Again,
work with the
municipalities,
develop a consensus implementation.
Keep going.
Plan.
Encourage additional incentives.
I'm sorry.
I think it's gone.
It's number 3. Sorry, it's number 3.
Number 3.
Provide recommendations.
Oh, yeah.
Page 9.
Oh, there we are, yes. Encouraging their contribution of affordable housing to assist the county in its efforts?
Additional incentives that would encourage municipalities to contribute.
I just like that phrase, ask them to encourage additional incentives.
All right,
keep that.
What, now let's see, where would we
so
put
So in that list, we said committees, the commission will advocate for, you know, advocate, will encourage a balance, will recommend a report, just will
encourage.
All right,
encourage. So let's just try on the next to last line that begins executive. In the paragraph of the report that begins where I've stricken out in some given, that paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
If we drop down to the next to last line, executive comma, the county planning board, and then insert.
Before
be
before
in the
and
list.
Before.
It should go after ownership housing. Encourage a balance between rental and ownership housing.
Yeah.
And encourage
up.
Additional incentives.
Up.
Yes.
Yeah.
See ownership
right.
housing.
Yes, that's good.
The phrase ownership housing at the beginning of that line.
Yeah. It's 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I see. That's where we would put it.
After ownership housing, comma.
All right. Then we will say.
Encourage.
Additional information.
Incentives.
Encourage. Encourage the creation of.
No.
Encourage
additional
incentives for municipalities.
Incentives. I write slow.
To municipalities.
Facilitate the development of affordable housing.
Let's not make it too long.
Encourage additional incentives to municipalities.
Well, for something, not to encourage.
To facilitate the development of fair and affordable housing.
Facilitate.
In their development. In their development.
Yeah.
No. Municipalities don't develop.
Right, that's
to
true.
Facilitate, you're right.
Encourage additional
create.
Incentives to municipalities to facilitate.
No, they don't create.
The development.
The development.
Right.
The development.
The development of fair and affordable housing.
Of
sound right, that line that begins ownership housing, mm-hmm. comma, we'll have inserted afterward, encourage additional incentives to municipalities to facilitate the development of fair and affordable housing,
that's
comma.
Right.
Got it?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Chairman.
Moving right along,
yes. Okay, well, as far as the committee report, I'm pleased that we get the incentives in there, but I do have a question, I guess, the larger issue. I guess it's April 19th. Is this a memorialization of, like, your last meeting, minutes of your last meeting, resolution?
It's a resolution that was passed by the commission at
right.
the last
and
meeting.
I guess my question is, obviously, the allocation plan is very important to the commission. I mean, I see you see that as a basis of a lot of your actions. Integral to the mission of the commission. I guess my question is, I reviewed a lot of the letters that George, on behalf of the commission, sent around to all the municipalities, and you had provided that to us. And they were fine as far as they went, but I guess my question is, having done all that and sending all those letters, identifying all those numbers, the allocation plan, unless I'm missing it, I don't see a good response back from all the municipalities that got those letters. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I don't know, but I still copies of the letters, and then, I haven't read over the years, whatever, back. So on the one hand, it's integral to your mission. You sent those letters, and I'm sure beyond letters, you have conversations, you pursue that. If at the end of the day, there's not a good response, and this goes, I guess, to the legislative known at the very beginning, when we started this process several weeks ago, what's the mission, and should we even keep the commission going? As important as those numbers are, something's not working, and I guess my concern, if you continue, and I'm not saying you would, but just sending out letters, talking about the plan, those numbers are integral to everything you're doing, it's not working. I mean, so the numbers in the committee, we've referenced in the committee report, I think it's important to keep the plan alive and keep those discussions alive. But as you move forward, after we pass this and you stay in business, and as you move forward, I'm just suggesting that even though you have those numbers and those plans available, you got to talk about it in a different way, and in order to move the ball. And then I see, you're really focused on the plan and the numbers, and I don't know if you could go another 3 years of sending letters and talking numbers, you come into at least my municipalities, and as much as we want it to happen, every time you throw out those numbers, people kind of jump, and then you can't get to the next step. Well, maybe, you throw out a number 150, you might have gotten 30, but as soon as you throw out 150, everybody panics. And that's I may be wrong on that, but that's just my impression. And I guess looking at this, I get the sense that you're just going to keep going, keep using those numbers, keep writing those letters. And there might be a municipality here or there that you might have hooked onto something, but once they see these numbers, just politically, they walk away. I just want to raise that as a macro issue.
Well, I think that's the curse of being an advocate, isn't it?
Well,
you got something that you really believe in.
We want them to succeed.
And there's pushback. Mm-hmm. Rome was not built in a day, as we know, and baseball games have 9 innings. So we have to, I think we keep going.
Mr. Chairman, I think Legislator Rogowski brings up a very good point, and I know my colleagues on the Housing Opportunity Commission know what I'm going to say. Home rule is the sort of the elephant in the room, but I think that the commission has pledged to work very closely with the Community Housing Resource Center, which is the vehicle through which we believe that the grassroots support can be built, and that's in order to create change in people's behavior, change in the belief what affordable housing is and isn't. We need the Community Housing Resource Center, and I think that's something that I'm looking forward to having the commission work much more closely with the Community Housing Resource mm-hmm. Center going forward, so that we can be the strategic people, they can be the tactical people, and hopefully we will see some change.
Well, that's a good point, because I looked at those letters, and again, if I'm a mayor, supporting my home rule, my community, I get that letter, and I'm just turned off before you get to step two of, all right, let's have a meeting, let's sit down, where can we find common ground? They get that letter with that number, and they don't know that number is, a goal and advocacy. They see a number, and I'm not sure what they think, but they see those numbers, and then I just go to performance. What's happened the last 2, 3, 4 years?
And I just think some different approach. So I see the, you know, the support you have for this, and I'm not saying not to support that. I'm just asking in the implementation of that strategy.
So we feel we need the roadmap, which is the allocation.
Right,
roadmap.
And that may be a different way of.
Now we need the road.
That's fair. That's fair.
Chairman, Dorothy, it would be a mistake to continue to assume that the incentive to private enterprise to develop housing is going to continue to be subdued forever. And I think that the existence of an allocation plan and its recognition by the county government is going to be very helpful to private developers who have defensible projects and who are being refused any consideration by the municipalities who have an obligation to move in that direction. No, I can't say that I personally expect 10,768 units to be completed by December 31st, 1914. 20. but we have no other numbers. These are the only numbers that have some kind of justification and some kind of official recognition, because they were generated by the county through its consultant to develop the housing needs assessment, and we have no choice. But I think that the existence of the numbers does provide at least the hope that they may be more effective when the housing production machinery is going to be reinstated.
Mr. Chairman, along what George said, a lot of developments now are occlusionary developments, of which affordable may represent 10%, 20%, whatever. And as George says, a developer before a town or a village having the backing of the allocation plan to get this larger project done, of which only a portion are affordable, gives some more legal standing to not getting jerked around as much by a local community. And I think developers of housing, of which there are occlusionary units, see that pretty clearly and see the value of the allocation plan. And just one other point. If we talk about numbers, remember, each one of these numbers is a household, is a family that's in overcrowded housing, is a family that's in deficient housing, it's a family that is homeless. It's a family, a new created family through young kids who now have graduated college or high school and are setting out on their own. It's, you know, it's not just blank numbers. These are, each one is real people. And to the extent that we don't meet the goal, there's going to be some families and households who, you know, are going to be living in deficient, continuing to live in deficient housing.
All right, Jeff, just very quickly, Matt.
Of course.
First, we can have a nice discussion. I'm not sure if I just agree with that completely, frankly. But I think the bigger issue is, as important as these numbers are, the allocation plan, let's not forget, in our past count, we have another number, 750. And so I think the reality is, the practical reality is, for the next several years, the 750 number is going to be thrown around a lot more. But to the point that I think Legislator Harkin and others have made in the past weeks, not every municipality is on that list, and we need... You know, we need more housing, so I think we certainly, and I think the committee report now reflects it, we need to keep the allocation plan, those numbers, out there, and as you say, discussed, that people not forget about it. But let's also not forget the real world, that for a bunch of municipalities, they're not going to want to get a letter, you need 270. You know, what do I have to do to comply with the stipulation? And let me take that as a first step and get there. So there are two numbers on the table, there's the allocation plan and the 750. And that's just the reality.
Fair enough. Does anybody have anything else they want to add to this document? All right, then let me go over what changes we have made so that everybody is in full agreement with the document we've got.
Just read it.
Yes. Page 1 has no changes. Page 2, the paragraph that begins bracketed A on the fourth line, begins "for urban policy research at Rutgers" inserted, and the subsequent capital A allocation, capital P plan, period.
which refers to the 750.
Right. Now, well,
no.
No, that's a different application.
Oh, sorry.
That's the
dropping down to the next paragraph.
Excuse me. I think I would put that after the next sentence where the needs assessment is mentioned. Since the issuance of the needs assessment and the subsequent, the commission has been actively engaged. I think I would put it there.
Oh, all right.
Because the first sentence already mentions development of an affordable housing allocation plan.
That's good.
So there will be a period after Rutgers, as was before. We will insert that material after needs assessment in the next line that begins 2004, and there will be a comma after plan. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dropping to the next paragraph, the last line begins applicable case law. Insert a period after law and strike the balance of the line.
Next paragraph?
Yes.
And fair and affordable housing is moved up to after acceptance, correct, Marty? That's how you wanted it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, with acceptance
of fair and affordable housing
by municipalities, and then a period after case law. I mean, it's more grammatical, but I think it reads better that way.
Yes, it is more grammatical.
All right, but let me go back because I missed that. The third line in that paragraph, development of planning and policy tools for the acceptance of fair and affordable housing by municipalities throughout the County of Westchester, recognizing the responsibilities of all municipalities under applicable case law, period.
Right. Yes, right.
Okay, dropping to the next paragraph, the last line on that page, committee to continue and expand its role by advising and supporting.
And the line before you also added the subsequent allocation.
Right, after needs assessment on the mm-hmm. on the next to last
line. Oh, I'm
line.
Sorry, yes, of course. Yeah. After needs assessment, we would insert and the subsequent allocation plan.
Or some successor.
Well, yeah, I'm inserting after needs assessment and the subsequent allocation plan, which would then follow on to or some successor. Mm-hmm. Okay, the next page, paragraph beginning in some given, that's been stricken, expects the third line down, expects that the commission will advocate for maximizing the terms. The two lines down from that, under beginning ownership housing, insert encourage additional incentives to municipalities to facilitate the development of fair and affordable housing, comma. In the next paragraph.
Mr. Chim, on that paragraph.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not quite sure I understand. Certification by the county of local performance. I mean, I haven't sat on the housing committee for a long time. Is there some kind of certification? What does that mean? I'm just not quite sure what that means.
What happens is, at the end of each year, we put together a list of all of the units that have either been completed or are under construction. The county planning department does certification for those units that are not under certain programs, which are automatically certified as meeting the county requirements, 80% of median income, 30%. And so the county actually gets individual responses from certain municipalities saying, yes, these units turned over, the new person was such and such, and so the county planning department and the commission work up an annual report.
Okay, I was familiar with that.
Okay, in the next paragraph, we're beginning and given, which has been stricken, given the next word, that has been stricken. On the next page, paragraph beginning two in braces in parentheses, third line down, established by the strike 2009. In paragraph... Strike 2000, excuse me.
And put in 2010?
No, ignore it. It's been five up sentences. Okay. Paragraph beginning three, second line, the summer months, and set the number of meetings to a minimum of six.
Where do you see that?
Last line of the page.
Minimum of six.
Summer months. And I do not have any other notes. I got that.
So
are we in agreement?
We're just saying meetings set the number to a minimum of 6 months.
Barbara, do you have anything?
On that next page, I don't know what number it is at that point, but it says finally your committee is informed.
Yes.
The commission will
assure that all housing will maintain its affordability for a term of 99
years. The term of 99 years.
And that's correct. It deletes that
yeah.
requirement. That's correct.
We'll delete that requirement, yes. That's why we're doing it. Okay, anything else? I have a motion.
So what moved. Did you just do?
Nothing.
So, okay.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Harkin. Have a second.
Also.
Second by Ms. Lee. Any comments by members of the committee? Members of the general
it's
public.
Good.
Last chance. Last chance, Marty. Call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion carries. We have a we have now done what we have now done is this part of the law is now done. We previously did the other part of the law. Therefore we have a full document. May I have a motion to approve the entire document?
So moved.
Moved by Legislator Hartley. Seconded by Legislator Murkowski.
Well, I'll say, you know, it's a little unusual. We don't really have the whole thing here, but
right.
we'll move forward on the theory
okay.
that we will
on that theory.
See it, and if something's wrong, we'll
Mrs.
pull it back.
We'll certainly pull that all together. And
just for the record, we'll pull it back if something
yes.
doesn't make sense.
Agreed.
Okay.
As amended. Okay. Okay. All right. So moved by Legislator Hartley.
So this is one that's called clean copy of proposed legislation?
Yes.
Because we vote on the committee report today.
Okay.
Right.
Moved by Legislator Harkin, seconded by Legislator Rogowski.
I'll second it.
Any comments by members of the committee? Members of the public? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry. Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. We have minutes. The typically good quality minutes of Barbara Arrington Dodds are such that it requires usually sitting down under a really good light for about half an hour to get them done. If anybody's, I have been informed, by the way, by Legislator Harkin, who diligently researches these matters, that the committee meeting scheduled for 10:30 has been canceled. So we can stay. I know you're desperate to do
move to
that.
Adjourn, Mr. Chairman.
But we do have the minutes, which I'd like to be done.
Mr. Rogowski, yes. the sentence that you wanted expunged has been done.
Okay, thank you. I'll move the minutes.
In all cases, we have three, the 13th, the 20th, and the 27th?
Sure, why not?
Do I have a second?
Awesome.
As amended, should any amendments occur? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion for those 3 minutes will be accepted. Any other business before the committee? If not, I'll accept the
motion.
My motion
to adjourn.
Legislator Rogowski, seconded by a yawning and stretching, but fully wide awake now, Legislator Harkin.
Late night.
Aye.
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 Now, can I have this signed?
Yes,
Marty,
you can.
I have a
substitute that thing.
Stand up, John Gossett. So if you guys get antsy and have to leave, I'll run down. I mean, if we miss, I can always catch the next train. But
we'll try to work.
If he's here on time, it shouldn't take more than 2 minutes.
Where are you guys going?
Meet with the public service.
Oh, that's right.
I'll see you tomorrow.
With Tara, one of the
okay. What's going to happen now is that this document is going to go to the legislation.
Did you guys figure it out?
No, what's left?
It's on the conversation.
We have to go to the legislation first.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. Is it the yeah, if you want to bring the.
Well, John already agreed.
But he's agreed, yeah.
So, what's
do you want to pick up?
I think that's worth the.
Do you want to pick up everything?
Excuse
me.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye, Peter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good.
Have a good
meeting.
Some may get none.
And I'll take shots.
For that,
you know, we need.
We really do need the bigger.
I assume they'll have the coffee cups every day, right? And don't have. I'm bringing the plates and napkins. Yeah, everything else is covered. And then somebody's bringing cream cheese and butter. I just Dwight. Yeah. And then we're good to go.
Okay. So there's nothing else for me.
And your appetite.
I'll come over
for a little set up.
I'm not sure I can get here earlier, but I will get there. And
So you got my note or no?
I did.
Okay.
That's great.
Yeah. So I'll do it now. That way I won't forget.
Okay.
Yeah. Here.
Take away the number.
Thank you.
Oh, now that we don't have numbers,
right.